agencies strive to meet its card deadline. By Daniel Pulliam, Pulliam at GovExec.com. Federal agencies are facing numerous challenges as they struggle to meet an October 27 deadline for issuing high-tech credit card-sized identity badges to employees and contractors, participants in a conference on the mandate said Thursday. John Sindler, acting head of the General Services Administration's Office of Government-Wide Policy, and a member of the Government-Wide Identity Card Executive Steering Committee, said while new credentials will not be issued to every federal employee, come October 27, every agency will be issuing new cards to at least some. It's not going to look pretty on October the 28th, Sindler said at the conference, which was hosted by the educational non-profit Potomac Forum of Potomac, Maryland. The vision for the long-term outcome is not exactly clear, but the dates for achieving the Homeland Security Presidential Directive 12 mandates are aggressive. Agencies may not have fully integrated systems for managing the cards by the October 27 deadline, and the initiative is not blessed yet with a governance structure, Sindler said. Chris Niedermayer, Agriculture Department Associate Chief Information Officer and Chair of the HSBD 12 and the Authentication Executive Steering Committee, said shared service centers in four federal buildings hosting multiple agencies, one in Seattle and the others in New York City, Atlanta, and Washington, D.C., will start enrolling employees and issuing cards in October. Baltimore originally was on the list, but Atlanta was substituted because of an issue with the building in Baltimore, Niedermayer said. The expectation is that employees in about 30 agencies will receive cards through the service centers, and that the rollout will be expanded next year to include additional cities and employees. It's a test, more or less, Niedermayer said. It helps meet the basic requirements of HSBD 12, but do it smartly. Agencies must buy equipment for issuing cards from vendors that are compliant with National Institute of Standards and Technology standards, and have passed a separate round of XAR testing for interoperability. Last week, OMB released a list of certified products and services that meet previously established requirements. A federal acquisition regulation rule mandating the use of the XAR product list is expected soon. All products and services bought through other means than the XAR purchasing vehicle also must be certified to ensure they meet all HSBD 12 and interoperability standards. Not all the necessary equipment has made it through the testing process. For example, the interfaces that go between the enrollment process and card issuance for the agency human resource systems, but the standards for the interfaces should be released late this summer or early in the fall, Sindler said. We are struggling with how that's going to work. I'll admit that, he said. Sindler said it has yet to be determined how exactly the shared service centers will operate. Smaller agencies are encouraged, but not required, to use larger agencies' shared service centers for issuing and administering the new identity management system as a way to cut costs. Sindler argued that HSBD 12 is not an unfunded mandate, contrary to what many have suggested. By asking agencies to consolidate their identity management to shared service centers, significant budget savings are expected, he said.